suspense.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am Colonel Tenyaki.
Are you in charge of this prison, Colonel?
I am proud to say that I am.
And I insist on my rights as an American citizen. I want to get in touch with my...
My dear sir, it is a most deplorable situation that at the present time, this humble person cannot guarantee that your rights are safeguarded.
I don't like the sound of that.
Ah, you are the Australian, eh?
Yeah, Joe Wilson's the name. Friends call me Snowy, but I guess you'd better call me Joe.
I have heard much of the Australian sense of humour. It is all they say it is.
Thanks.
Ill-mannered and uncouth.
You know, I don't think you and I are going to get along, Colonel.
Oh, that would be very sad and undesirable. Ah, you, my third guest, must be the Englishman.
Yes, Colonel. John Danton is my name.
Captain John Danton of the British Army?
I entered China as a civilian.
You are listed as an active officer in the British Army.
I was given 3 months' leave 2 weeks ago.
Then you have been in China for only 2 weeks.
Yes.
I suggest, Captain Danton, that you may have been here for many years, that you may be known to Chinese traitors as Mr. Kirk.
That is not true.
Perhaps not. But perhaps Mr. Wilson is the man I seek. Eh, Mr. Wilson? Could it be possible that you are Mr. Kirk?
The name's Wilson. It's the only name I ever use.
Then perhaps Mr. Samuel Edwards is Mr. Kirk.
I entered Red China less than a month ago.
You claim you are a writer.
Yeah, a magazine writer. A special correspondent for Flick Magazine.
Who is the editor of Flick Magazine?
James McIntyre.
Where is Flick Magazine published?
Brooklyn, New York, 257 Flatbush Avenue.
Why did you enter Red China?
To see what's happened to your people since you changed your politics.
Oh. And you, Mr. Wilson, why did you enter China?
To look for a lady. I was here when you people were fighting the Japs. I met her in a cafe. She was a singer. Called herself Lil LeBlanc. Mother was Chinese, her father a Frenchman. I fell in love with her.
And you, Mr. Danton?
My brother entered Red China 6 months ago. He never returned. The British Foreign Office has tried to investigate, but you people haven't been very cooperative.
So you decided to investigate personally, eh?
Yes.
One of you three is lying. You are the only three Westerners in the city who do not have valid reasons for being here. One of you is Mr. Kirk.
What do you got against this bloke who calls himself Kirk?
He organized an underground movement. Using Chinese traitors, miserable creatures who have sold their soul to capitalism. Kirk has cost the Chinese government a fortune in materials. He sabotages trains, trucks, factories.
War materials, Colonel?
Defense materials to be used in the event we are attacked.
You mean to be used in the event you decide to attack?
That is precisely the sort of thing that Kirk would say, Mr. Edwards.
Would he? But I'm not Kirk.
One of you is, and I am now addressing that one. You are going to die, whether you decide to confess to your crimes against China or not.
Exactly what does that mean, Colonel?
It means, Captain Danton, that if Kirk does not confess, all three of you will die. The first one in 25 minutes from now.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Wonderful Deception.
No, Mr. Wilson. Execution of a saboteur.
You'll kill two innocent men just to get at the guilty one?
Yes.
How are you going to carry out this little party of yours?
Well, if the one who is Kirk does not agree to sign a statement confessing to all his crimes against China, then we will play a game. One of you will lose. He will be taken outside and shot. Then, after a suitable period, if the confession is still not forthcoming, the game will be played again.
And the man who's left?
We will assume that he is the man who calls himself Kirk. He will be tried by a people's court.
And shot.
Hanged. Now, gentlemen, I will now leave you alone. You have 24 minutes.
So Kirk refuses to confess, eh?
I did not expect him to confess voluntarily, Lieutenant Zuko.
Which one do you think he is, Colonel?
He could be any of the three.
Even the Australian?
Why not?
But the Australian's reason for entering China, to look for a woman. It is so weak and improbable.
Any one of the three stories could be a fabrication. Well, we have left them in a cell and they will talk. Perhaps the innocent ones will find a flaw in the guilty man's story. If so, we will learn of it immediately.
Yes.
Turn on the loudspeakers, Duco, and let us listen to what their friends have to say.
All right, Jim Blacks. According to Colonel Tanyaki, one of us is this fellow who calls himself Kirk. Now, it's not me. So I'm telling you two to prove who you are. Why? Well, that should be plain enough, Johnny Boy. I didn't come here to China to be shot or hanged. These chows want the bloke who's known as Kirk. So, if I find out which one of the two of you is Kirk, then I'm going to save my hide.
This is very interesting, Lieutenant.
You're doing a lot of talking, Wilson. How do we know you're not Kirk?
I know I'm not.
How do we know you're not?
Because I'm telling you, Johnny.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not be called Johnny.
Sorry, Captain Danton, but you see, out in the colony of Australia, our manners ain't so good. Maybe it's just that we don't stand on ceremony like you limeys.
Oh, boy, what a trio we make. An American, an Aussie, and an Englishman. One big, scrappy family with nothing in common but our language.
Oh? Have the Americans started to speak English?
Oh, very funny, Captain. You know, the Englishman's impression of an American is a guy in a loud checkered suit with a cigar stuck in the side of his mouth. The American's impression of an Englishman is a fat, bumbling Colonel Blimp or a tall butler with
well,
a...
Well, wait in time, you.
Well, being an Aussie, you should be used to that.
I'll let that pass. Look, one of us is Kirk. Let's find out which one.
And then throw him to the wolves?
Yeah.
How very unsportsmanlike.
Oh, yeah, I suppose Kirk's a sportsman, eh? He's letting two of us die.
What do you suggest, Snowy?
Only my friends call me Snowy.
How do you know I'm not a friend?
You got to prove it first.
And how do I go about doing that?
By showing me that you're really a magazine writer who came into China to get a story.
Oh, well, I can tell you every member of the editorial staff of Flick Magazine.
That's not good enough. How about you, Captain Danton? Can you prove that you entered China to look for that brother of yours who disappeared?
I'm afraid you'll just have to take my word for it.
That brings us back to you, Wilson. You say you came here to look for a girl.
Yeah, and I got a photo to prove it. Chow didn't take it away from me. Here.
A beautiful Eurasian girl, that hardly proves anything, Wilson.
You know, it seems to me we've reached the stalemate. Any of us can be Kirk, so all we can do is wait.
Oh, no, I'm not going to die.
There's still a possibility that Colonel Tanyaki is bluffing.
I don't feel like taking a chance on that, Yank. We've only got about 20 minutes to find out which one of you is Kirk. And I'm going to find out.
We may soon learn what we want to know, Lieutenant.
What are you going to do, Wilson? I don't know yet. I'm going to do something. You know, you might be putting on an act for the benefit of Colonel Tanyaki. What do you mean by that, Yank? I'll show you what I mean. Hello, Colonel. Hello.
Colonel, he knows about the microphone.
What's got into you, Edwards? Well, you see, Aussie, I never could resist a microphone.
A microphone?
Yeah, very clumsily camouflaged. Look.
Here's the American.
They used to call me Sammy, the life of the party.
My dream of genie with a light brown hair.
How do you like that, Colonel?
Hey!
Let me in that microphone. This is Captain Danton, Colonel. I'm just letting you know that we're disconnecting the wires.
The American, he was the one who found the microphone.
That does not mean he is Kirk. In America, microphones are used extensively in police work. If he is a magazine writer, he knows all about them. The Englishman disconnected the microphone. He could be Kirk. And the Australian. It could be, as the American said, that he was putting on an act for our benefit.
It appears as though we will have to get rid of the three of them.
I would rather not do that. Our orders are to avoid trouble with the foreign departments of all Western countries. We would be within our rights to execute the mysterious Mr. Kirk. He has caused the lives of Chinese soldiers and many million dollars worth of war equipment. But they would prefer to let the two innocent ones return to their countries, where they can spread the news that we are not to be trifled with.
But if Kirk does not come forward, then we must liquidate all three.
Yes. However, I think that Kirk will come forward. The microphone did not help us identify him. But there is still our final plan. See that it is put into operation, Lieutenant.
Funny, you're able to spot that microphone, Edwards.
Why is it funny?
Well, it was only a few feet away from me, and I didn't see it. Maybe you were looking for it, eh?
As a matter of fact, I was.
That proves you know something about how the Chows operate.
No, Wilson. You see, I once wrote a magazine series on police methods. American cops hide mics in cells. They let a suspect have a long talk with a friend or his lawyer. That's how they get a lot of their information.
I still think it looks funny. I wasn't even thinking about a microphone.
A clever, suspicious fellow like you missing out on something, Wilson? I find that hard to believe.
You know something, Hank? I reckon you're kicked. And to make sure, I think I'll beat it out of you.
Oh? You might be overmatching yourself, Wilson.
We'll see about that.
As you were, Wilson.
Yeah, let go of me, Lyman.
As soon as you cooled off.
Let go!
Listen to me, you fool. Fighting will solve nothing.
Yeah, well, maybe you can think of something better, Lyman.
Perhaps not. But if you persist in fighting, I'll hold on to you so that Edwards can have a good shot at you. Now, what will it be?
Yeah, okay, you win. I can't fight both of you.
Well, I thought we were going to have fun there for a while. Hey, what is it? Down the corridor. Behind the guard.
The Chow soldier. He's got a belt guard. Truth, he really flattened him. Now, here he comes.
Mr. Kirk. I've come to get Mr. Kirk.
Nice work, mate.
Go on, you blokes. Let's get out of here.
No. Not all of you.
Hey, why the gun?
The other two of you will stay in the cell or I will shoot. The escape has been arranged for only Mr. Kirk. Quickly, Mr. Kirk. There is not much time. We must hurry.
In just a moment, we return to our story, The Wonderful Deception.
Quickly, Mr. Kirk. Come with me.
Oh, why can't the three of us come?
Because it is not possible for more than one of you to escape. Hurry, please. There is no time to lose.
Well,
which one of us goes?
Beats me, Wilson.
Come, please.
Go on, Kirk, whoever you are. Don't leave the bloke waiting.
Hurry, hurry, Mr. Kirk. There is just time to make the escape.
Are you a member of the Underground?
Yes, yes.
Well, then surely you know which one of us is Kirk.
There is no time to talk. We must leave before more guards come.
Point out, Kirk. Who is
it? Please, please.
Now, what are you laughing at?
It's obvious what amuses him, Wilson. This is just another of Colonel Taniyaki's little tricks.
Mr. Kirk, we must hurry. There is not much time.
Save it, friend. You might as well lock the door again.
It didn't work, Colonel Taniyaki. Pleasant locked itself off.
Yes, Colonel.
Well, I'll be...
See to the guard. He seems to be hurt badly.
Yes, Colonel.
From what I saw, Colonel, that guard may be dead.
Then he has died gloriously in the service of his country.
You really want to get this, Kirk, don't you?
I will get him. One way or another.
That was a clever trick, Colonel. But Kirk was a little too smart for you.
I am not worried. But Kirk's slyness will cost two innocent lives.
And you're going through with your plan.
Of course.
You can't murder three of us and get away with it. Our governments will investigate.
Only to find that you have crossed the Chinese border and disappeared. You have no business here.
Our intelligence people will find out the truth.
Like they discovered the truth about your brother who disappeared, Captain Danton. Oh, was that just a story? Now listen to me. I am quite willing to set free the two of you who are innocent. But I know that one of you is Kirk, and I am determined that Kirk will die. Time is passing, gentlemen. The firing squad is waiting in the courtyard. Unless Kirk reveals himself, the firing squad will perform their first duty in 9 minutes.
You're quiet, Wilson. What happened? Did that chip fall off your shoulder?
I was just thinking about that guard. Another bloke didn't bother to fake that smack on the head. He hit hard enough to kill the man.
Life here is cheap, Wilson.
Yeah, I can see that. And I'm beginning to see that this Kirk, whoever he is, may have the right idea. Now, I was here in China during the war. Grew pretty fond of the people. They weren't like Taniyaki. They were good, fun-loving people.
Seems the fun's been knocked out of them, Wilson. From what I've seen of them, they're not people anymore. They're robots, pushed around by guys like Taniyaki.
Yeah. Makes me wonder what happened to Lil.
Then there was a girl?
Look, I'm not Kirk, Danton. I'm a bloke who came back to China because I couldn't stop thinking about a Sheila. You saw the photo of her.
It wouldn't be too difficult to get a photograph of the beautiful Eurasian girl.
I'm not Kirk, I tell you.
Trying to convince me won't do you any good. In fact, I'm not sure I care which of you is Kirk.
That's a funny statement, Danton.
Well, before I entered China, I'd heard of this Kirk. I have a lot of respect for him. He's fighting for an ideal, a free, united China.
But why did he stay in China hiding all the time? He didn't have a chance right from the beginning.
Perhaps he knew he'd be caught sooner or later.
Yeah. Maybe he thought it was worth it.
Yeah. General Tanyaki again.
He's got another officer with him.
I wonder what he has on his mind this time.
Well, gentlemen, have you yet discovered which of you is Mr. Kirk?
No.
Once again, I ask Mr. Kirk to come forward. No? Very well. Then we commence our little game. Lieutenant Sukhov, write the number 1 or 2 or 3 on that slip of paper.
Yes, Colonel.
Oh, what's the idea of this?
You will find out in just a moment.
You are, Colonel Tanyaki.
Thank you. Now, the United States first. A selected number from 1 to 3, Mr. Edwards.
There's nothing I like better than party games. I'll take number 3.
Mr. Wilson?
1.
That leaves you, Captain Danton, with the number 2. Observe the number, gentlemen, on this slip of paper.
2.
All right, that's me.
Open the cell door, Lieutenant. Come on out, Captain Danton.
Do as the Colonel orders, Captain Danton.
Where are you taking me?
To the courtyard, where the firing squad waits.
You gave us a time limit, Colonel. There's still 7 minutes to go.
I will observe that, my friend. The execution will be carried out exactly on time. Come, Captain Danton.
We'll be back in just a minute to Peril and our story, The Wonderful Deception.
Six minutes to go.
Yeah.
Wonder if he is Kirk.
No. If he was, he would have come clean after drawing that number.
If he isn't, and you are.
Or you.
It's you, Edwards, I'm sure it is now.
And if it is me?
You're not going to let them shoot the Liney, are you?
There's still a chance that Tanyaki is bluffing.
Then you are Kirk. Admit it, Edwards.
All right. I admit it.
Why, you stinker. You're just sitting here while outside a man stands in front of a firing squad.
That's not my fault. He had no right to enter China.
I suppose you have.
I've proved my right to be here.
You're going to call Tanyaki. You're going to admit you're Kirk.
I intend to. But not till just before the deadline. Don't you understand? My work in China is important. I've got to wait out every second.
But Tanyaki may decide to shoot Danton ahead of time.
If we can't accept his word on that, then we can't trust him to carry out his promise to set you and Danton free.
Okay. Okay, you win. But I'll be looking at my watch, Edwards. You're going to shout for Tanyaki 1 minute before the deadline.
All right, Wilson. 1 minute before.
That gives you a little less than 4 minutes.
Yeah. About Lila LeBlanc, Wilson.
Lil? What about her?
I knew her. Knew her well.
Where is she?
She's dead, Wilson.
What?
She was executed a few months
ago. How do you know that?
She worked with me. She was one of the best agents in the organization.
I don't believe she's dead. I don't believe he even knew her.
She had a tiny crescent-shaped scar beneath her right eye. Around her neck, she always wore an opal on a gold chain.
The opal? I gave that to her. She kept it. But Lil was a cafe singer. She wasn't a spy.
She loved China. The old China. She was ready and willing to die for it. If you really knew her, Wilson, you'd realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, she loved China. Oh, why did I go away without her? I told her I loved her.
I said I'd be back one day, but when I got to Australia, my family talked me out of it. Marriage like that wouldn't work, they said. So I figured I'd forget it. For a while, I fooled myself into believing I had. I'd drink till I was as silly as a snake. And I'd sit there just thinking of it. Finally, I just had to see her again. I wrote her letters, but I never got an answer.
She changed her name. Your letters never reached her.
What did she do in the underground?
She used her beauty to get information from Red officers. Movements of troops and supplies. That was why we were so successful with our sabotage. Eventually, she was suspected. They set a trap and she fell into it. But she didn't break under torture.
Torture?
She was as brave as they come. I'm proud to have known her.
Do you know her well?
Pretty well. If it makes you feel any better, she made no bones about the fact that there was somebody in her life. She never mentioned the name, but when she talked about him, she fingered that opal she wore.
Well, oh, why didn't I come back sooner?
You wouldn't have got her to leave China, Wilson. Not after the Reds took over. She knew what she had to do, and she went right out and did it. She wasn't kidding herself. She must have known they'd get her sooner or later. Just as I knew they'd get me.
Where's she buried?
I don't know. Tanyaki's friend saw to that.
She took orders from you, eh?
Yeah.
Guess she must have had a lot of respect for you.
Well, we were fighting for the same thing, so I guess she did. But I never touched her, if that's what you're wondering about. Not that I didn't try, but there was always the fella who gave her that opal.
I let her down. If I'd taken her with me, she'd be alive.
Look, Wilson, she died doing what she wanted to do. Just keep remembering that. It's not going to do you any good to spend the rest of your life torturing yourself. You admit you made a mistake, all right. So forget it.
No. I'm not going to forget it. Not when I get the chance to show Lil how much I love her. I'm going to do what she'd want me to do.
And what's that?
You're important to the underground. Me? I'm not important to anybody.
Wilson,
you've played hero for a long time. Now it's my turn.
All right, Colonel Tanyaki, you win. I'll sign that statement. Come and get me.
Now, wait a minute, Wilson. You don't know what...
Tanyaki and his mates. Just keep your trap shut.
Well, so it is the Australian who is Mr. Kirk. Yeah.
But I don't sign any statements till I'm sure Edwards and Danton are safe.
That will be arranged. Lieutenant Zuko, Miss Eldor.
Yes, Colonel Tanyaki.
Come out, Mr. Kirk. Lieutenant Zuko, you will get Captain Danton from the courtyard.
Yes, Colonel. Will I bring him back to the cell?
Remember, Colonel, I don't sign till I'm sure they're safe.
Lieutenant, you will escort Danton and Edwards to the British Embassy.
Yes, Colonel.
How will I know they'll be taken to the British Embassy?
You can take the Colonel's word for that, Mr. Kirk.
No. Not good enough. I want to be sure.
There is a phone in my office. Danton and Edwards can phone you from the British Embassy.
The code word, if you're safe, Edwards, will be what a certain Sheila wore around her neck.
Yeah. I understand.
Go to the courtyard, Lieutenant.
Yes, Colonel.
Shall we go to my office, Mr. Kirk?
Yeah.
Wilson.
My friends call me Snowy. So long, Edward.
So long, Snowy.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Wonderful Deception. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's story. Join us again next week when we shall hear another exciting experience. Moments of danger and mystery in people's lives in our dramatic stories of peril.